Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the truly Hard Seltzer Studios, John Reed, Cody McClure, Julia Ramsey. How are we today? Thumbs up from Jules. Cody?
I'm doing all right, John. It's good to be here. I do love Fridays. It's good to be anywhere. How are you?
I'm excited that it's Friday. I'm pumped for that. Ready to get this Chattanooga game over with, move on with my life, get another week of the NFL under our belt.
Mm-hmm. Got a little taste last night.
Counting down the days, the hours until I can watch Argentina versus Spain in the FIBA World Cup gold medal game. Would you believe me if I told you that I was up at 5 a.m. watching the second half of that game today?
No.
I was. Check my Twitter timeline.
No. You were up at 5 a.m.?
Watching
Argentina and Spain?
No, they're playing the gold medal game.
Or watching, who are you watching?
I was watching Spain and Australia.
Why?
It's a good game.
Just watch some NBA reruns or something.
I want to watch this. I like international events. Man, let me tell you, Australia, gagged. Choke artist. Or do you look and say just great resolve from a Spanish team that's been around the block for a while? Marc Gasol, wow, if you're a Grizzlies fan and you love Marc Gasol, got to be happy for him. He dominated that second half. Had 4 points at halftime, then took over.
You woke up that early?
Yep.
5 a.m.
5 a.m.
On purpose?
Yeah.
What time did you go to bed?
Midnight 30 or so. Whatever time the dumbass Panthers-Bucks game ended, I went to sleep about 30 minutes after that.
That was a dumbass game, wasn't it?
Like, 30 minutes after that, it takes me a little bit to wind down after watching, you know, guys run into each other at full speed for a while.
Yeah.
And just, like, sitting there thinking, man, Bruce Arians and Ron Rivera was not really a chess match.
No, it wasn't. Plus, you were just sitting there in anticipation, just laying in bed. Oh, only 5 more hours till Spain and Argentina.
I know. And it went through my mind, like, do I just stay up the other 3.5 hours? And I was like, nah, I'll catch a 4-hour nap and just watch the second half. Woke up with like eight and a half, 9 minutes left in the third quarter. Watched it. Double overtime. Great game.
I can't believe you woke up for that.
Marc Gasol and Ricky Rubio just carrying Spain. And then we got a shocker. In the other semifinal, France, who you know took care of the U.S., kind of got dismantled by Argentina. Argentina doesn't have any NBA players. I mean, they got one that used to be an NBA player, and Luis Scola, but the rest of the guys just not NBA players, just dominating. Them versus Spain on Sunday. I'm pumped. I'm ready to go.
I can't get over this. America wasn't even involved.
I mean, there's some NBA players there. I mean, you had 4 or 5 NBA players for Australia. You had some NBA players for Spain. I mean, it was sort of involved.
Yeah, but you realize you woke yourself up like halfway through your sleep cycle.
No, that's not true. 4 hours. The sleep cycle takes close to 2 hours each, right?
About an hour and a half, I think. So you got 3 cycles in.
Yeah.
If you slept for 4.5 hours.
Yeah, I'm good.
But still, you're halfway through the overall night's sleep. Like, to wake up for that. I'm bewildered.
I like basketball.
I know you like basketball.
I wanted to watch it.
I don't know what I could wake up for. That, like, I don't know. It'd be tough.
Yeah, whatever. Like, so I've had a good day. It's been a good day. It's great basketball.
What have you done since?
It's Friday. Ran some errands. We're having a retirement party at the house tomorrow. So I had to go to Party City. I've never been to Party City with like it not being around Halloween, I don't think. Like, I don't think I've been to Party City unless it's like Halloween time. Which I guess technically it's sort of kind of Halloween time. Never too early to start thinking about your costume, guys. It's only like 6 weeks away.
That's true, yeah.
We need to dress up as a show. We need to think of something as a show we can dress up as.
As like a sitcom show or something?
No, I mean, as a show, like as a radio show. Like talk sports.
Dress up as a different show?
I just mean dress up as something together, the four of us.
No.
It'd be funny on the Periscope.
As a group of friends.
Yes. As a group of colleagues.
Ah, yes. What could we be?
I mean, we'll figure it out. We got 6 weeks. Don't worry. I'll take care of the arrangements of ordering it and getting it ready. You don't have to go out of your way. You just have to help brainstorm.
It would be cool if we could find, like, the perfect combination of four.
Yeah, like, my original mindset went to, like, I mean, I was thinking it's one woman and three dudes, and I was thinking, I guess we could always go with the Wizard of Oz if we had to. You make a pretty good lion. Just wrap Cam up in tinfoil, and I could be the Tin Man, or vice versa. Or, I mean, I could be the Scarecrow, vice versa, either way. I mean, that's just my first idea. Like, it's not my last idea. We can keep thinking.
And Julia would be Dorothy in this scenario.
Obviously, yeah. Although it'd be funnier if you were Dorothy, and she was the lion.
She can pull the lion off better. She's got more of a mane.
She's got the mane, so maybe she's the lion and you're Dorothy. Just, I don't know, we're just thinking, just spitballing here.
I was trying to think of a group of four people that are like exactly like us, you know?
But yeah.
I think it would be hard to find like, you know, four of us exact.
Yeah, it would be tough. I mean, we're all pretty different.
We are.
Yeah. Not many shows about the four of us hanging out together, you know what I mean? Not many TV shows we could use or anything like that. Movies. But we'll figure something out.
I've always wanted to be Peter Griffin. I always thought I could pull that off pretty well.
You say this every time we talk about Halloween. I thought you were him last year or 2 years ago.
I don't really dress up. I don't really get in the spirit.
Well, just either way, 6 weeks away, but I was at Party City getting supplies.
That's wild. You've been awake for like 6 hours more than I have.
Just running errands, man. Just running errands. So I'm pumped. I'm ready to go.
You'll have to go to bed early tonight, though.
I don't know. Is it Washington State playing Houston tonight at 10:15?
You going to watch that?
Actually, I don't think it's 10:15 because it's in Houston. Yeah, man, I'll watch sports if it's on. Still got some TV I got to catch up from, though. Like, I didn't get to watch Big Brother last night. Still haven't watched Succession from Sunday. I mean, I got a little DVR I got to clear out, too.
Ooh, we got North Carolina at Wake Forest tonight, too.
Yeah, we actually got... Is that on the damn ACC network?
No, it's ESPN.
Oh, because it's not an ACC game, right? This is. I believe this one's not a conference game.
How would that be a thing?
I think they scheduled each other in the non-conference because like they can't get on each other's schedule because of the rotation. I want to say that's the case.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe I need to verify that, but I had read earlier this year that they had put each other on the schedule in a non-conference game. How many games did they play in the ACC? Eight? Nine? They play nine, I guess?
I think they still just play eight like the SEC, don't they?
Five, six, seven, eight. They play eight or nine?
I think they play eight.
Okay.
Which that UNC game would be the ninth.
Yeah.
If that's the case. Let's look at another ACC team.
I'll just go to last year's standings. That'd probably be a better bet. Yeah, they play eight. So, yeah, it's tonight's a non-conference game.
That's weird.
I know.
I've never heard of that.
It happened a couple years ago, too, where a school had scheduled a conference opponent out of conference to, like, fill out a schedule or something, I remember. But, yeah, UNC and Wake doing that tonight. Because there's something weird. They're, like, located within, like, 100 miles of each other or something really close. And, like, they hadn't played in, like, 8 years or something crazy like that in the ACC. So, like, I guess we'll just put each other on the schedule one way or the other.
I think Wake Forest is in, is it Winston-Salem? Is that the cigarette town?
Yeah, that's where they're at.
That's where they're at.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill, I don't know how far it is from there.
I mean, it's all Tobacco Road, right?
Yeah, Chapel
Hill.
Well, the original Wake Forest was closer to, like, Raleigh, right?
And they move? I don't know.
I think so. I think the university moved.
I know they're really close to each other, like, I mean, relatively speaking. And that's crazy that they don't play each other more.
I think Chapel Hill is over by Raleigh. So I think it's like, I think it's further away now. I think they used to be close, and then Wake Forest, like, moved west for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know this for a fact, but I think that's
you
what
sound
happened.
Confident enough. Well, I'll for the next 2 hours and 50 minutes or so, we will talk sports powered by our friends at Lloyd's Electric. I don't really have much for you in the sense of the UTC game. Go Vols and all. Go submit your guesses on social media. Find the McKinney team if you want Georgia tickets. That's all I would tell you about this Chattanooga game. But we did have a pretty interestingly bad NFL game last night. We'll talk about that next. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. I told you what I felt like the conversation was going to be like after last night's game, right? How we're going to come out of that and feel like both these quarterbacks are done. How like neither team has a quarterback.
Yeah.
I feel like I nailed that one.
I was thinking about you during that game. You know,
thanks.
Yeah. Well, you had told everyone yesterday that it's going to go under. It's going to be under and the quarterbacks are going to struggle. I saw a video where Clay Travis told everyone these two offenses are going to be able to move the ball and it's definitely going over. And it made me happy.
Thanks.
When I was watching in the middle and at one point it was like 10-9 or something. I was like, John was right and not Clay.
I thought you were going to say he like said the same thing and accused me of stealing his take or something.
No, it was the opposite take, and I'm glad you were right and not him.
I don't understand how you would have thought those offenses would have dominated that game.
I don't get
how you watched like week one. Like, sure, the Panthers scored some points against the Rams, but it was always like they were always trailing in that game. And in that Tampa Bay game, like Tampa Bay's defense was pretty good against the 49ers. Now, I will say if you want to like look for an actual takeaway, if they can get an average performance from Jameis Winston, if he can figure out a way to get Mike Evans the ball, I don't understand how Jameis Winston can't get Mike Evans the ball, but if they can get like a slightly above average performance from Jameis Winston, that defense might be good enough to keep them in playoff contention. That defense looked pretty good last night. Now, they lost their first-round pick, Devin White, to a knee injury, and they're waiting to see what happened there. Every time I hear of an MRI knee in the NFL, I think, okay, his ACL's gone. But, I mean, their defensive line was eaten. They had that guy from Washington a couple years ago. What's his name? Vita Vea or whatever? Vea Veda. You know what I'm talking about? The big defensive tackle that helped take Washington to the playoff.
Vita Vea. Yes, I do remember him.
They got him up there next to Sue. It's a pretty good defense. And they had Shaq Beasley, who was just wreaking havoc on the Panthers' left tackle. They got a pretty good defense, I thought. And then the Panthers, man, it's time to have a talk. Like, I don't know what you're waiting for if you're the Panthers. It might be time to just get rid of Ron Rivera.
Yeah, that game was it was sloppy. You know, it was ugly. I don't know why Jameis can't get the ball to Mike Evans. He threw it at him a few times, but they just never connected. He would either throw it high or he'd throw it too far, and Evans just, it's like the routes weren't down or something. I don't know what the deal is.
It was a really bad performance from Bruce Arians. Like, I thought Bruce Arians was a top-level coach. Now, I mean, I think at times in Arizona he was, probably like 3 or 4 years ago. He took last year off because of health concerns, decided to come back. I thought he just did some really dumb things in this game last night. I thought on the Bucs' last drive, when they're up 3, they had plenty of chances, one-on-one covers down in the red zone, just to put Mike Evans either on a post or a fade, and they were just running the ball and like, hey, we got a 3-point lead. This is going to be good enough. Let's kick a field goal, go up by 6. Game will be over. And then you're like, bro, there's still 2 minutes and 20 seconds left, and the Panthers have some timeouts. Like, they got all the time in the world to go down and get in scoring position. And that's what they did. But ultimately, the Bucs' defense held, which, by the way, it's like 4th and 3 with, you know, a minute left, and the Cardinals make one of the worst coaching blunders I've seen and call back-to-back timeouts that resulted in a penalty. They're lucky it did not give the Panthers a first down. Bruce Arians is lucky that did not cost his team the game. Instead, it just made it 4th and 1, and then the Panthers one-up them in doing dumb stuff by putting Christian McCaffrey in a direct snap, They faked the Philly special, and they ran Christian McCaffrey to the short side of the field. And guess what happens when you run outside to the short side of the field?
You get stopped short.
You run out of real estate. Like, Christian McCaffrey probably, if you were running him to the wide side of the field, Christian McCaffrey is fast enough where he's probably going to be able to get that yard. He's probably going to be able to get to the corner and get that first down. Instead, he runs out of real estate, and you lose the game.
Where was the ball spotted?
It was on the left hash.
So they did run to the short side of the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just run into the wide side, he gets it.
I mean, I get the idea that you're faking the Philly special, so if you actually want to sell the fake Philly special, you're making them think, hey, you're running that to the wide side of the field. But I think that's outsmarting yourself, like... And,
in the moment, they're not going to react to that.
Right.
They're not going to think about all that in the moment.
But if you go back to last year, I mean, the Panthers got off to a pretty good start. They were 6-2, feeling like a potential playoff Super Bowl contender. And then they got dominated by that Pittsburgh team. They lost to Detroit, lost to Seattle, lost to Tampa, lost to Cleveland, lost to New Orleans, lost to the Falcons. Lost 7 in a row before they got a pity win against the Saints in New Orleans when the Saints were resting everybody. So I'm telling you that Ron Rivera and these Panthers and Cam Newton have lost, what, 7 of their last 8 to end that year, and now they're 0-2? That means they've lost, what, 9 of the last 10?
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
I feel like we have to go in there and have a discussion if I'm the owner of the Panthers or the GM of the Panthers and talk to Ron Rivera. Which, by the way, like, I mean, Cam Newton is done, right? I mean, it's a wrap. It's over for him, right? He's done in that town. He might be done in this league. He didn't look good at all. Like, he looks better than he did in week one, I guess, when you just look at the stats. He did hit some deep shots. He did throw the ball down the field a little bit. But under 50% passing, which in today's NFL, that's all you need to know. Today's NFL, these guys are hitting 65, 68, 70% of their passes, even like the average quarterbacks, and he's under 50%. Like, that's all you need to know about Cam Newton. And it turns out that when he is no longer special in the run game, he's just pretty useless. And look no further if you're searching for proof that he is useless in the run game to last night, 4th-and-1 on the goal line, and they decide, let's try to run Christian McCaffrey on a fake Philly special to the short side of the field. Whenever, you know, any time in the past, that would have been Cam Newton sprinting into the line, doing his Superman dive over the pile, getting that first down, probably scoring a touchdown, winning that game. He got stopped on a 4th down earlier in the game before the lightning delay, and then he didn't even get the chance with the game on the line. Cam Newton is cooked. It's a wrap for him, I believe. He's going to go the way of Andrew Luck. I wouldn't be surprised if Cam Newton, you see him a year from now, saying, you know what, football's just not fun for me anymore. I'm hurting. That's my takeaway from last night.
Yeah, the quarterbacks were both frustrating to watch, I thought. I mean, neither one really did anything that was all that impressive. I don't like watching Jameis play. I couldn't help but sit there in hatred for Jameis. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, I think I got a feeling why. You are a Mike Evans fantasy owner.
Well, that's part of it. But also just watching him play. I just hate his big, dumb face.
It's not fun. It's fun to watch in the sense of like a car crash, because every time he drops back, you are anticipating a turnover. At least
he's so stupid, it seems, with the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll just hang on to the ball for 10 seconds until he gets sacked or stripped or something, you know?
Like I said,
would be so frustrated if I was a Buccaneers fan.
He's a waiting turnover. Like, every time he drops back and you see that pocket get some pressure in it, you're thinking, okay, they're going to get to him and strip him from the backside, or Jameis is going to force an interception, which, to his credit, last night he didn't turn the ball over, and that's probably why they won.
He hardly gets rid of it, though.
No, he's not a good quarterback. He is not good at all.
I don't like him. I don't like him. I hate seeing what Cam's going through, though, because I do like Cam Newton, and he's always been fun to watch. You know, I mean, obviously, going back to college, one of the most incredible football seasons we've ever seen.
Sure.
And he just, You know, you can tell he's deteriorating.
Well, it turns out you can't use your franchise quarterback as your short yardage fullback.
Yeah.
Like, that has a pretty short shelf life. And to his credit, I mean, Cam's been in the league for a while now, right? I mean, he outlasted Andrew Luck. He's been in the league a while. And he
was drafted in 2011, so that's...
I mean, 8 years, he played seven of them at a high level, or six and a half. Because, I mean, he was done last year, and that's probably why they lost seven of the last eight. This offseason, he did not get healthy, and... Wouldn't be surprised if they lose the next couple games and then you see Cam Newton get shut down. They try to clean him up and get him healthy. Fire Ron Rivera and just tank.
He said it's time for him to look himself in the mirror.
And look, man, if you're Cam Newton and you're playing bad and you've lost nine of your last 10 games, really you're – I mean, because he wasn't even there for the win. That he had been benched by then or got hurt by then. He hasn't won a start in, you know, almost a year. You can't go up on the podium – wearing those goofy-ass clothes like he still wears.
The bonnet or whatever.
And you definitely can't say you got to go look yourself in the mirror, right?
Like,
while
you can't
wearing say, it. You can't say I got to look myself in the mirror while I'm wearing this goofy-ass costume.
Yeah.
When you win league MVP and you're 15-1, you can wear whatever the hell you want. You can dance. You can rip the Superman shirt off. You're untouchable. When you are 9 losses in your last 10 games, nah, bro, put on some regular clothes.
Might have to have a complete overhaul pretty soon in Carolina. You know, not only Rivera going out, but Cam too.
Well, you talked about being mad as a Bucs fan. I mean, you could hear the Panthers fans groaning. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, they couldn't score touchdowns. They kicked a bunch of field goals.
Yeah, they're probably last in that division.
They are booing Ron Rivera. They're booing Cam Newton. And then imagine how you'd feel after you watched your team put up that performance and you have to see your quarterback go out dressed up like that.
It would be a little... A little frustrating. I mean, the Bucs, though, what was the stat after the game I saw? They had lost like 12 in a row on the road. Jameis had lost 12 in a row on the road.
I mean, that's not surprising.
So to get that win for them, I mean, it was basically somebody had to get a desperate win, and the Bucs were the team to do that. The Panthers probably just...
Now they're cooked. They're done.
I don't know how they come back from this. Only 12% of teams ever... have made the playoffs after an 0-2 start. I did see that. It was another fun fact.
Really?
12% of teams ever after an 0-2 start make the playoffs.
Okay. Well, this isn't going to be one of those 12%.
Doesn't.
This is not going to be a playoff team. I feel very confident going ahead and riding them off. They are not going to be a playoff team. They're in too tough of a division. And I would say, if you had to ask me to set the over-under, if my bookie called me up and said, hey, John Reed, can you set the over-under on how many games Cam Newton's got left in this season? I would say 3.5. That would be where I set the number.
Really?
He doesn't look good, man. Like,
no, I know. He looks awful.
And I think they're going to lose. Like, what's their schedule coming up? I mean, they got at the Cardinals.
That's winnable.
That's a game they can win. Yeah, sure. At the Texans.
That's not winnable.
Probably not going to win that game. Home for the Jaguars. Cam's going to die against that defensive line.
If he doesn't die against the Texans the week before.
Yeah, home for the Bucs. I mean, they're probably going to be 1-4. So maybe after looking at the schedule, I'd readjust it to 4.5, 5.5. But he's not going to make it to the middle of October. Or past the middle of October. He's not going to make it past the bye week. The bye week is the 20th. He will not be starting after the bye week. If I had to guess right now. He just doesn't look right. And that team, I think, is going to go in the tank. And I think Ron Rivera is going to be the first coach fired. They were so stinky last night, they made Christian McCaffrey look stinky. And Christian McCaffrey's really, really good. But the Bucs shut him down. You don't see very many games when Christian McCaffrey, Cody, comes out with a combined 53 yards.
No, and he had a lot of touches, too.
18 touches, 53 yards. I mean, that's less than 3 yards a touch. You know what I mean? Like, that's not – or I guess that's right at 3 yards a touch. That's not what Christian McCaffrey does.
I think he only had 2 catches. One of them was out wide for a first down, too, in the second half. So if you take that one away, I mean
– he had 2 catches for 16 yards with a long of 10. So that's the one you're thinking of. And then he had another 6-yard gain. And he had 6 targets. They tried to throw him the ball. It's just they couldn't connect with him. And that Bucs defense is also not bad. Bucs defense is pretty good. They fixed up, they shored up the defensive line. The Bucs team could be frisky if they could get something from Jameis. But the Panthers, stick a fork in them, man. It's a wrap. All right, Jules, take us out. We'll come back. We'll keep talking football. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. We actually got a decent little slate of college football games tonight, or at least intriguing games, right? You already mentioned the non-conference Wake UNC game, which maybe it being a non-conference game helped keep it off of the ACC network that none of us have.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody has that. There's a couple of games tonight. The one on the ACC network is Boston College and Kansas.
Good. Yeah, so that's where that game belongs. You go over there, Les Miles. You go to Boston College and you guys hang out on the ACC network.
Go over there where nobody can watch you.
North Carolina, Wake Forest. I mean, that's is it time we start rethinking some of these coaching hires?
You think so?
I mean, I don't know, because 2 years ago, there was one hire that was made that we all made fun of. 2 years ago. You know, Pruitt got hired, and that's not the one we made fun of, but there was a guy who got hired that we all mocked and said,
Herm Edwards.
He's old, he's out of touch, like, he's not going to be able to be successful, and Arizona State was a pleasant surprise last year, right?
They were, yeah.
I mean, he got a wide receiver draft in the first round, he made a bowl game, he beat Michigan State at home, had probably one of the most successful year ones of any of those coaches last year, right? And then this year, this cycle, I don't know how you felt about it. I mean, because correct me if I'm wrong. Were you a Les Miles guy
for the Tennessee job?
Yeah, just like Les Miles should get a big job. Like, I feel like you were in favor of him in like 2017 getting at least the Ole Miss job, right?
I think I remember saying at one point that like where we were at in the coaching search, I'd be all right.
Okay. But how'd you feel about Mack Brown? Along those same lines?
I don't remember
because
talking about Mack Brown.
He's pretty comparable to what Les Miles' situation was, right? I mean,
had
won a national championship, was old, had been out of the game for a little bit.
I don't remember talking about Mack Brown, though. I feel like that came after our job, didn't it?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm not even talking about Tennessee like hiring Mack Brown. I mean, Mack Brown getting a D1 job, Power 5 job.
Yeah. I mean, I probably would have said at the time, that's crazy.
Because I scoffed at it.
Yeah.
And so far, I mean, didn't North Carolina win 2 games last year? Weren't they 2-10 last year? Pretty sure. I'm like 99% sure North Carolina was 2-10 last year. And they're already 2-0. And their two wins aren't like bought wins. They beat, I don't want to call it, I mean, it's a Carolina rival. I don't know. Are North Carolina and South Carolina football rivals? Do they have any? Whatever. They're the same territory, whatever. You beat an SEC school. You beat an SEC school, and then you won a conference game against Miami.
Yeah, they were 2-9 last year. They did beat Pitt. You remember that?
Yeah, they won that one like 38-35, right?
Which was, yeah, that's the exact score.
And then Pitt all of a sudden got good after that. Like, they beat Pitt when Pitt sucked, and then Pitt lost to North Carolina. And maybe they had like a come-to-Jesus meeting, like a players-only meeting, like, hey, we can't get beat by these scrubs. We got to be better. And then Pitt went on and won the division.
The only other win they had was Western Carolina.
So North Carolina was a joke last year.
Mm-hmm. They were. I want to say that was 2 years in a row they beat somebody they shouldn't have beaten, though. Not that it matters. Please continue with what you were saying.
Well, I just mean, I feel like we all laughed at Mack Brown being hired. At least I did. I was like, man, what are they doing if you're North Carolina? Like, I get it. You want to, you. It's hard being a 2-9 program and being North Carolina, you know, being at a basketball school and being able to go out and try to hire a big-time coach that doesn't really work at places like North Carolina. But they went and said, hey, give us the old guy who has a national championship ring, who's from this area, that will go and get it done.
Yeah, that's a good start to the year, man.
Like I said, these aren't bought wins. These are an SEC opponent and a conference opponent. He has already matched their win total last year and their conference win total in 2 games. And now, here they are, game 3 against Wake Forest. And Wake Forest, is 3 point, you know, they're 3-point favorites tonight.
Yeah, that should be a good game. I mean, I don't know if it'll be a good game, but it should be a close game for the level that these teams are on.
I mean, it's a game that, like I said, I'm not going to call this game good, but it is one that interests me.
Yeah, and Wake Forest, that's Dave Clawson now, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, this game is interesting to me, and you look, and, I mean, you have old-ass Mac Brown taking true freshman Sam Howell and turning him into a good quarterback. I mean, Sam Howell was a pretty big prospect. He was a four-star.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you check his composite score, he's at 95-82.
Did you know that Mac Brown is from here?
Yeah. Is he what city is he actually from? I know he's from, like, either East Tennessee or, like, right there on the border of Carolina.
Cookeville.
Okay. Also, no, he's in Middle Tennessee. Okay. I knew he was from Tennessee.
Yeah, he went to Vandy.
I didn't know he went to Vandy.
And Southern Miss and FSU. It's weird.
Does he have football? 2 degrees? Did he transfer around? I'm sure he played football, right?
He either has a couple of degrees or he dropped out of a couple colleges.
Just transfer, not dropped out, transfer. Come on.
I mean, yeah, maybe. He's only 68.
I mean, that's kind of old, though, to be starting a new job, ain't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, Saban's 67.
I mean, yeah, like, but...
Les is 65.
I would think it would be old if Nick Saban was all of a sudden like, yeah, I'm going to go to this school and try to build it up. I mean, obviously Nick Saban could do it. And we view him much younger. You know, we view him as much younger because there's never been a point where Nick Saban has been, you know, accused of being out of touch.
I don't know. Do you think we kind of overstate the age thing?
Maybe, but like I said, for me, Cody, it's not about the age with Mac Brown. Do you not remember, like, Mac Brown's the end of his Texas tenure? You not remember, like, the running joke of, like, how every elite quarterback he had tried to recruit to play secondary for? Like, he tried to make Johnny Manziel a safety. He tried to make Robert Griffin III a safety. There was another guy he had recruited to be a defensive back. Wasn't that the running joke? It was like he'd almost like lost touch of, you know, where college football was headed. And then he comes and he gets this, you know, this stud quarterback who's a dual threat guy. And now all of a sudden he is 2-0 and playing on ESPN tonight. And you're going to have people there watching and people there paying attention.
Yeah. Maybe he kind of figured it out, you know, just being in the studio all those years.
Maybe.
Watching all those highlights and seeing.
Yeah, maybe he realized, hey, wait, this spread offense, huh? Tell me more about this.
I mean, because you know he just sat around and watched football highlights. That's what he did for years
yeah.
as an analyst. He's like, oh, these guys can really move around.
Tennessee could have had the Sam Howell guy, by the way.
Who? Oh, the Carolina freshman? Yeah, he wanted to come here, didn't he?
Yeah. This stud quarterback.
Well, you know, I mean, same with Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, the Trevor Lawrence stuff is always going to
haunt all of us.
Yeah.
And T. Higgins.
The T. Higgins stuff, I mean, I get. The T. Higgins stuff, is for me, is easier to swallow.
Well, the thing is, though, if you get Trevor Lawrence, you probably get T. Higgins.
Sure.
You
know. But like I said, to me, the T. Higgins stuff is a little bit easier to swallow. There's a lot of people from around here who's like, hey, T. Higgins doesn't need to be in East Tennessee anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of like, hey, he needs to kind of get a change of scenery and get away
from... He did have a lot of...
get away from some hanger-ons and stuff like that.
I couldn't figure out if it was hangers-on or hanger-ons.
Either way.
Hang-ons.
Some people who he had to try to take care
yeah.
of, and people who were probably going to pull him down type of thing.
He did have a lot of those people.
So, like, some people are like, hey, he wouldn't have been good at Tennessee. He would have been in trouble, or he would have been putting his pro career in jeopardy. Maybe Clemson also dropped off a bag. I don't know. But, I mean, it's not like Tennessee's not dropping off bags. So, like, I don't know if the bag was just bigger or if someone, you know, told him, hey, you need to get out of here, T. Go and, play for a team you know can win that has just put some, you know, really good wide receivers into the NFL. Like, hey, look at Sammy Watkins. Hey, look at DeAndre Hopkins. You can be the next one.
It just kind of sucks seeing them connect for touchdowns
on
TV.
It sucks a lot, especially while they're wearing orange. Like, could they not have gone somewhere that wasn't orange?
And Clemson's so close anyway in proximity. I mean,
there's a pretty easy argument to make that Clemson has hijacked your program. Like, Clemson is doing what you should be doing. Now, the ACC is always going to be easier than the SEC, sure, but, like, right in your backyard. Doing it with guys you should have done it with. They're rocking your color. They're having all that success.
And the only thing separating you from it is the Smoky Mountains.
Right. And making the right coaching hire.
Which you haven't done in a long time.
Or just like make the right coordinator hires.
Have we ever made a good hire?
It could just be like making the right coordinator hires, which, you know, I mean, when Tennessee came into the season, they felt good about their coordinators, but, you know, Clemson's kept most of their, you know, coordinators outside of like Chad Morris. Most of those guys have been around for a while, right? Like Venables has been around, and I don't feel like there's been a lot of turnover at the offensive coordinator outside of Chad Morris.
Why do we expect Tennessee to make a good football hire when we never have?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair question.
I wonder, like, because Fulmer, we didn't make a hire. He just took over.
We're not talking Tennessee football.
Majors.
We're not talking Tennessee football. I was going to talk about Sam Howell and maybe mention, like, hey, you could have had him. I don't want to get
you brought it up.
I am acknowledging that I sort of kind of brought it up, but I'm telling you now I don't want
to. You steered me down this path.
And I'm steering you off the path.
You're wrecking the car is what you're doing.
I distracted you. You hit the groove strip. I'm trying to get you back in the road now.
We're about to wreck the car.
Come back off the groove strip.
You're about to wreck the car. Give me the wheel. Give me the wheel. And off.
Hands off. You don't grab the wheel from somebody when they're driving.
And off the cliff we go.
That's what happens. You try to grab the wheel. I try to grab it back. And then we just overcorrected it. Boom.
Now we're dead.
Now we're dead. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. Got some good news and some bad news.
I like bad news.
Okay, well, our friends at Lloyd's Generator, or Lloyd's Electric Service, excuse me, is not giving away a generator at the Florida watch party anymore. Yeah.
Are we expecting the power to go out?
No, but they're just doing a giveaway. You know, they've been telling people they could get a generator at the Florida watch party, but that is been postponed.
They're no longer doing this.
It's not canceled. That's the good news. It's not canceled. It's just postponed.
I see.
We're working on a new giveaway, maybe for the Alabama game, or maybe just like some type of contest or something in a couple weeks. And the other part of the good news is that Talk Sports is powered by Lloyd's Electric.
That's great news.
Yeah.
There's some kind of joke in there about how there's no power in Florida. Yeah. And
the lights are out on the season already.
Yeah, I don't know what it is yet. It's something. Yeah, lights are out. Something like that. Yeah.
Commercial, industrial, residential, Lloyd's does it all. Contact them at 865-692-6700 or online at lloydselectricservice.com. We are, what, September 13th? By the way, it's Friday the 13th. Jules pointed that out.
There's a full moon tonight, too.
That's kind of creepy, right? It's double whammy.
Yeah, we might be having a purge tonight.
We're just going to combine another movie, too? Like, we're going to have Friday the 13th and The Purge? And I'm sure there's something about full moons and, like, werewolves and stuff.
Probably. Right? I'm sure there is. The Purge was such a good idea. I don't think we'll ever get there as a society, though.
I got to be honest that I wouldn't be so sure. But I got to be honest, The Purge, that might be the most disappointed I've ever been in a movie.
Why?
Wasn't very good. And the idea is such a good idea. The idea for a movie, the first one looked so scary in previews. It had, you know, one of the scariest movies I've ever seen. One that creeps me out more than anything is like Strangers, right? You've seen that one with Liv Tyler? Ever seen that one? Neither one of you?
I don't remember.
Jesus, do you guys not watch movies?
Yeah, but only like movies.
Well, it's got Liv Tyler
in
it, right? And boom, her and her boyfriend are going to his cabin, his family's cabin, or it's like a house. It's kind of like a cabin. They're out in the middle of nowhere, basically. Well, they're in a fight because he proposed to her and she said no, which that's kind of awkward. That then they're going back to this cabin together, and he's, you know, they're basically stuck, and like neither one of them want to like really hang out, and they're kind of breaking up. And anyways, these strangers come and knock on their door. Ask if a woman named Tamara's home. They're like, no Tamara here. You know, 10, 15 minutes later, is Tamara home? No Tamara, get out of here. But then a couple more people here, and they're breaking in the house. And you're like, oh my God, this is terrifying. They're out in the middle of nowhere. These people are just coming in to break in their house and try to kill them. It's creepy.
Is it?
Don't you think so? Home invasions are terrifying.
Yeah, but I mean, that's an everyday thing.
That's why it's like terrifying.
You think that makes it more terrifying?
Yeah, like if I see a doll come to life and stab people, like that's not really...
I feel like that's more terrifying.
But I feel like that's way less likely to happen. Somebody knocking on your door, asking for somebody named Tamara, and you're like, hey, get out of here.
You just shoot them with a gun.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you're staying somewhere that's not your house, you don't know where everything is, like it gets a little tricky.
I mean, a home invasion, though, is the kind of thing to me where you just kill them with the gun and it's over.
Yeah, but what if you're at a place that doesn't have a gun?
Well, you should have your gun with you. You should. For when was this movie made?
2006 or
so. Yeah, you should have had your gun with you in 2006.
It was terrifying.
Now, they're going to take your guns now, from what I hear.
So the Purge was just the ARs. Yeah. So the Purge was... sort of built around that, kind of. You know, you have people knocking on the door trying to get in your house.
Is Tamara here?
Because it's legal.
Yes.
But it just didn't hit home for me. The first Purge movie was maybe the most disappointed I've ever been in theaters.
I didn't mean the movie was good necessarily, but the idea.
Oh, I like the other Purges. I feel there's like four of them, right? So I feel like they got it right after that. The first one was just really bad, but they're like, wait, we got to try this again. And then it got pretty good. I enjoyed the Purge movies, except the first one. First one, not good at all. Second, third, fourth one, I like. Even the fifth one, pretty good. Pretty sure there's a fifth one.
I only saw the first one, I think.
Well, you probably... I don't blame you for not watching the second one, then.
I don't think I ever saw the other ones.
I don't blame you for watching that one and being like, you know what? Not going to go back and see the second one. Don't blame you.
Yeah. The fact that crime could just be legal for a short amount of time and you could just kill somebody that you wanted to kill.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be pretty crazy.
Probably make you be nicer during the year, right?
Probably.
Like, hey, I don't want to get on anybody's bad side. They'll kill me.
What would you do? Would you go out and kill, or would you like lock yourself in a basement?
I think I'd hide.
I think I would, too. It would be scary.
It wouldn't be worth going out.
It'd be scary.
Yeah.
But think about the people that would go out to kill. Like all the Mike Evans fantasy owners, you know? I mean, if you're Mike Evans, you got to just hide away.
If you're Mike Evans, you probably go into Jameis's house.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, like, what happens if you're like holed up with your friends who you think are your friends, but Jameis, really they want to kill you on Purge night?
Jameis
and they
would be out raping and stealing crab legs. That's what he'd be out doing.
Just had to take it there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Guy's got a bit of a history.
Just had to take it there, huh?
Yeah.
Jameis is throwing a party, and then all of a sudden the party's intercepted, and he realizes that Mike Evans is there to kill him.
Yeah. Now, that would be good.
You should have thrown me the ball, Jameis.
Maybe he just doesn't like Mike Evans.
Maybe Jameis just isn't very good.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. He seems to find that Godwin fellow.
He threw it to Godwin a lot last night. Bama Billy in our fantasy league had Chris Godwin.
Yeah, naturally.
But he also had Cam Newton, which I didn't understand. Like, why are you starting Cam Newton, bro? Everyone made fun of me for starting Kyler Murray. Like, I mean, why are you still starting Cam Newton?
I don't know.
I'm not starting Kyler Murray this week, by the way. Not against the Ravens.
Yeah, no.
Not against the Ravens.
He's not going to be any good.
So that league you were predicted to finish first in, you're off to a bad start this week, too, with Mike Evans? Staring 0-2
in the face. I mean, he got 10 points. It's better than last week.
He got two? He got 10? Okay.
He got four last week.
So. Okay. 60% improvement.
Getting better, I guess.
Yeah. I guess it'd be more than a 60% improvement. That'd be like, what, 150% improvement?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not good at math. I picked up Andy Dalton.
Per my advice?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
I don't feel good about
who it. Who are you starting him over?
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I think that's a good decision.
Okay. He's playing against the 49ers.
That was more for the whole year. I still like Andy Dalton more this week, but, like, I don't know how you wouldn't like Russell Wilson against, like, the Steelers' defense, you know, got shredded week one. Now, granted, that was on the road, and they just can't beat New England, but the Seahawks just don't ever turn Russell Wilson loose. They stick to the game plan. They stick to the script for the entire season, right? Like, they're like, hey, and on one hand, it's frustrating because Russell Wilson is always at his best when they unleash him. It's frustrating to watch the Seahawks offense for 28 minutes and then see when the Seahawks go to their two-minute offense how much better Russell Wilson looks when they unleash him.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, Cody, I will say that if I am Russell Wilson and I'm watching these other quarterbacks like Andrew Luck for the last 5 years or Cam Newton the last couple years, or Deshaun Watson with no offensive line, like if I'm Russell Wilson, I appreciate it because, A, the Seahawks already paid him. They invested in him. But, B, they want to limit his hits by running the ball.
That's probably smart.
Build the offensive line, shorten the game, let your defense win, and, you know, let Russell Wilson pick his spots to make plays. It's frustrating to fantasy owners, but for Russell Wilson, it's probably better for his career. On the road in Pittsburgh, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Wilson had a good game, but I do like Dalton better.
Against the Niners.
They just threw the ball 56 times. You know what I mean? Like, they got one of those Sean McVay disciples.
Mm-hmm. They're going to.
Their offense looked pretty good in week one. Like,
air it out.
This new guy finally unlocked top 10 pick John Ross, the third. Like, he looked pretty good. I picked John Ross up in some fantasy leagues. He's kind of playing the Brandon Cooks role. That, you know, the Rams offense, you know what I mean? Like, they have those three receivers out there, and you have your kind of your setup. The Rams are kind of, the Bengals are kind of running that same offense. So, I watch Brandon Cooks, and I'm like, John Ross is fast, too. Now he's catching the ball.
Yeah, I got Brandon Cooks, too. Seems like okay. Robert Woods gets most of the targets.
They split it. They share the ball.
Well, just last week.
I hope Dalton doesn't lay an egg. I'll feel bad.
Me, too.
But I don't think you will. I think I gave you sound advice.
A big orange egg.
I gave you sound advice, in my opinion. I told you the under last night.
Yeah. It was a good call.
Told you the Texans over on Monday night.
You're on a bit of a streak.
Told you the Raiders. I liked them against the Broncos. So, I mean,
told me the Patriots weren't going to make the Super Bowl last year.
That was last year, buddy. That was last year. It's a new year. New year, new me.
It is a new year.
New year, new me. I'm telling you, I like Andy Dalton this week. And I like Andy Dalton scoring more fantasy points
trusting
than
you.
Russell Wilson as long as they're healthy.
I'm trusting you.
Tried to warn you about Saquon Barkley, but you didn't listen to that one. Stick with me. Hour one is in the books. Hour two is on deck. We'll kick it off with headlines.